Coming up there from Mabel on Today FM. Yes, Gift Grub celebrating 20 years. Actually, I think today is the day. It was the first Tuesday in May of 1999 that the first ever Gift Grub went out on the air. So this is the first Tuesday in May, isn't it? Yeah. Yep. So we're celebrating 20 years of Gift Grub across the station next this week, and we've got a big job for you at home. We want you to choose the greatest Gift Grub sketch ever. So all you got to do is log on to todayfm.com/giftgrub20 and get voting now. I would imagine if you went on to todayfm.com, you would see all kinds of graphics coming up about Gift Grub 20. So just click on there and get on in there. Celebrating 20 years. So if you go to that address, you will be able to listen to Mario's shortlisted sketches. He's picked them out himself, and vote for your favourite. If you can't decide on just one, don't worry, you can vote twice. We won't tell anybody. And if your favourite sketch is not there, if you've got another one, there is an option to tell us what your favourite sketch is, okay? And then once those results come in, Mario and myself are going to count down the top 20 Gift Grubs of all time next Saturday in a special once-off show, which is going to be happening between 2 o'clock and 4, and this coming Saturday right here on Today FM, okay? This Saturday, do tune in if you're a fan of Gift Grub between 2 and 4, and we'll be going through them and talking about them as well.
Genuinely.
Ah, sure, it only seems like yesterday since we first heard this.
Hello, Hector.
Well, it's Mr. Hector. Come as a thought to Hector.
And will too my reflections go over.
No.
Hector on the wall. Who's the fairest on the wall?
Who will ever forget this?
And sure and all, I'm Bigara. Don't I have an Irish wolfhound standing proudly at the gate, defending me honour and me hold?
Love Seekers, it's been always a pleasure to welcome for the first and probably only time myself onto the programme.
How's it going, Roy?
How are you doing? You all right?
Yeah. What's your favourite Gift Grub?
I thought this was going to be lively, Jeff.
Will your choice make it into the top 20?
Oh, I can't believe it! Sound to Wexford, lads! This could kick off lively, Jeff!
Log on to todayfm.com/giftgrub20 and vote for your favourite Gift Grub.
Genuinely.
Gift Grub 20. The countdown. Only on Today FM.
Today FM News, more at 3.
Alison, thank you very much indeed. We'll talk to you later on. Mario, they made us our own jingle. This is fantastic.
Gift Grub 20 with Ian Dempsey and Mario Rosenstock.
Well, I think you should have been there first, shouldn't you?
I'll tell you now, 21 years ago, if you said to me I'd be on a jingle going with Ian Dempsey and Mario Rosenstock, I would have said, what's in your tinker's knob of a drink there?
Welcome along, everybody. We're here for the next couple of hours. Myself and Mario, we've got the Gift Grub countdown for the next 2 hours. We're going to bring you your choices of the very best Gift Grub sketches from 20 to number one. We're about to be handed
the list.
The list, okay. Yeah. So we kind of know generally what the votes were like during the week and all that, but where everything is.
But we don't know the final.
Which character got to number one, okay. So I'll tell you what we do. Let's just, so we collect ourselves, let's get a bit of Sigrid going on the radio, first of all, and don't feel like crying, and welcome along. It's going to be a special day, Mario.
It's going to be a great day. Can I just say, can I just say thanks to everybody for all the messages. I know you've seen them as well, and it's been an emotional week, and 20 years.
Yeah, brilliant. Sigrid there, and I don't feel like crying on Today FM. Now, if you want to contact us at any stage over the next couple of hours, you can do that, of course, at 0874100102. That's text or WhatsApp or WhatsApp voice notes or whatever. Also, we're on email live at todayfm.com. And I'm on Twitter at Ian Dempsey. And Mario, you're on Twitter at
GiftGrubMario. And I think Alison was talking about hashtag GiftGrub20, isn't that right?
She's obsessed with bloody
Let's
hashtag.
Let's get it trending.
Hashtag GiftGrub20. Come on, everybody.
Funnily, I've got a lot of those, though, so... I maybe started doing it myself.
So just to explain to anybody who doesn't know what we're talking about here, we're doing the top 20 of the Gift Grub sketches. Gift Grub was created, imagined, produced, written, and put out on Today FM since 1999, since this week, 1999, right? So 20 years, amazing.
Do you want to tell people how it started?
Sketches? Yeah, yeah, but how many sketches do you think?
I think there's about 5,500 sketches.
5,500, yeah. I was putting it at 6,000 plus, you know.
Just, yeah, I'd say it's about 5,500.
Yeah, okay, 5,500.
It's been 47 weeks a year of new sketches. Yeah. It's on 52 2 weeks a year.
Yeah.
But it's 47 weeks a year of new sketches for 20 years.
Yeah. And it's been whittled down now to 20, the top 20.
So we put 30 on the website and we narrowed it down to 20.
So it started, I came from a place over in Donnybrook, right? Yeah. And I came and I joined here in 1998.
Well, we can mention them because they sent us a nice tweet. So it's 2FM. Yes.
And they sent a very nice tweet. Yeah. And so thank you, 2FM. because everybody's, it's one of these things, it's a universal love they have for yourself and the gift club
and
business.
You.
Yeah, right. So I came from 2FM and then I came over here, and in 1998 we didn't have any comedy slot, but you were hanging around the building in Abbey Street.
That's right.
And you were doing things. I used to hear you doing your Daniel O'Donnell. I used to do a little bit of Flatley, I think, even at the time.
And Gerry Adams.
Gerry Adams.
Martin McGuinness.
And we decided that it would be good to get a kind of a regular thing so that people could have a tune-in.
First of all, we had a meeting, though, didn't we?
Yeah.
How do you remember those meetings?
Well, I remember...
I'm always asked about it, but I've never heard you talk about it.
Okay, well, I remember meeting you for the first time, and I didn't... Is that yours or mine?
Mine.
I said, okay, yeah. I remember meeting you for the first time in the company of Paul McClune, who had just taken over the production of the show.
Yeah.
We had a different production team, and we decided, okay, let's move to another production team. for various reasons, right? Let's not go into those right now. And anyway, Paul McClune came along, and Paul then is a funny guy in himself. He does quite a lot of mimicry and impersonations too.
He's brilliant.
And then we met up with you, and we decided that we wanted to try and get something on the air and get it on regularly. And we
Do we meet? Do we meet in the office?
I can't really remember. Yeah. Do you remember?
I think it was probably in the old office in Abbey Street.
Yeah, or one of the pubs.
Oh, I remember you were coming in and out of the building all along because my only image of you is drinking champagne. Because you used to come before you went on air, you used to come in every so often, everybody go, Ian Dempsey's coming, get out the champagne and the balloons, make it look like we're a success. And then there'd be a picture of you in the paper next day.
Yeah.
You were like a sitting duck, as if you're going, I'm going over here, this is going to be great.
This is great,
and everybody's like, our figures are going through the floor, if we can just hang on till Dempsey arrives. It was like the Titanic waiting for the Carpathia to come and collect the victims.
But we turned it around, didn't we?
We did, with you at the morning and Eamon in the evenings.
Yeah.
It became amazing. And then Ray joined us and that filled in the middle.
Exactly. And all the people behind the scenes.
But then we started doing Gift Grub.
Yeah, yeah.
And Gift Grub didn't start as a cookery item.
It didn't.
No, but as in when we trialed it.
Yeah.
We did some pilots, didn't we?
Mm.
And we tried to trial it as a hotel.
That's right. It was going to be a hotel. And the hotel was a symbol of Ireland. So a bit like Fawlty Towers. And Bertie, I think at the time, would have been the Basil Fawlty.
The manager,
And then the people that come to visit him and
Stephen
stay in the
Roach
hotel.
Or Flatley would come in, And then we sort of said that it was a bit too complicated.
That's going to run out of steam. Let's go for a cookery show instead.
Which was totally loose.
Which ran out of steam after
No, but the point about a cookery show was anything could happen in the sense that you just go, there's no rules.
Mm.
So anybody could come into that room or out.
That's
and
true,
cookery is vague at the best of times.
Anyway, will we get on to the first one? We can talk as we go along.
Okay, fair enough.
And remember, you can get in touch if you want.
You're good at this old presenting thing.
104-101-102. Right, so the, number 20 is The Seagulls.
All right, so this is number 20 and it was voted on the list as number 20. And this feels like yesterday, Ian, but would you believe it's 5 years old already?
5 years.
So this is ages ago.
So and Seagulls, the scourge of major cities.
People basically complain about the Seagulls all the time. Yeah. Are the Seagulls getting more hardy? Are the Seagulls getting more daring?
Yeah.
You actually do an impression of the Seagull. You pull up your pants and you go, have you got a problem with that? You do an impression of the Seagull going off to your sandwich and going, have you got a problem with that?
Yeah. So I'm from the north side, you know that.
Yeah. So we imagined that these seagulls actually were represented, that they had real voices, and we imagined them as a community which were, up in arms about their treatment as a marginalised community, and that they would appear on primetime with Miriam McCallan and even complain about
their
sightings.
So they're honest guests and they're going to talk.
And ironically, they end up talking to Joan Burton. Now, if anybody can't see the irony in Joan Burton giving out to seagulls, you shouldn't be listening.
Okay. So it's, what is it, Alison? Hashtag GiftGrub20. Okay, number 20.
Thanks, David. Well, we're joined now in studio by two representatives from the Seagull community, Brendan Seagull and Shay Seagull. Hi, guys.
Hey, Miriam.
Sorry, are you guys related?
No, seagulls all go by the same surname.
So Hector versus Hector, number 10. Number 9 is, again, this is you meeting one of your heroes and somebody that, you've done quite a lot and you, as he says himself, have taken the mick out of.
Won't even say his name, but we've told this story enough times.
You got to meet him.
I think people. Yeah.
How's it going?
It's good to meet you. Yeah, no, it's nice to meet you too. Good, yeah. Are you as nervous meeting me as I am of you at the end of the day?
Yeah, it's a big day for me. You know, I had a sleepless night last night meeting you. Obviously, right. I heard you've talked to Mick out of me over the years, but it's nice to see you eventually.
Right.
You
know? We don't look very alike. Like, you're a bit Thank more God. Svelte at That's the end of the day than me. Yeah. Obviously. Yeah. Okay. Like, a couple of questions I just want to ask you here. Like, have you ever listened to radio, Rye, in your travels?
I've heard it once or twice. Yeah.
Can you remember any memorable episodes at the end of the day? Like,
not really, no. But again, a lot of the lads and a lot of the Irish lads used to take the mick out of me for it. So, but no, it's quite funny.
Yeah, quite funny. So obviously, I'm not as good at what I do as what you are.
No,
so
but as long as you're doing your best, then
I am doing best. I get 100% every time I go 100%. On that pitch.
Well done.
Okay, thanks very much. Now, obviously, I started to do you many years ago. Obviously, your voice, like nothing else, like. But I just wanted to know: am I still up to date on my catchphrases? And first of all, do you think my impression of you is accurate at the end of the day?
No.
So even if I say Manchester United,
no.
Okay, but when I say no, I sound very like you, though, don't
you?
I?
Do yeah. You sound like a true cock, man.
Now, do you ever, just catching up with you, do you ever obviously say, obviously as I said before, like
anymore? I'm not sure. Do I?
No, you do. I think. Do you still say all credit to?
Yeah, I think I say that a lot.
You do, yeah. All credit to
Wimbledon. That's because I like to give credit to other people, you know.
Yeah, no, I love giving selfish, credit. Yeah. I'm giving credit to you for saying credit.
Fair play, too.
At the end of the day, okay?
Fair play.
Okay. Do you still say that was an absolute shambles?
No, not lately, I don't think.
Even when you watched Ireland versus San Marino?
I didn't see that game.
No. Okay, good answer. Okay. Now, obviously, Roy, when I find something funny, I have a special laugh. It's kind of like, if you just concentrate for a second, I'll do it for you. It's kind of like... Okay, hold on. Is this like your laugh?
I'm not sure, is it?
No.
I don't laugh that much anyway, okay. But...
Have people ever come up to you and gone...
No.
Even at Irish games or the games? No.
They're not brave enough, I don't think.
No. Well, how do you laugh then? Like, if I was to force you to laugh, like...
Come on, make me laugh.
The FAI is a monument to professionalism. Okay. I'll put him in stitches now. Jason McAteer enjoys reading quantum physics. Oh, he didn't laugh at all. Mick McCarthy had a fantastic first touch. No laugh.
Very good. But the first one, you got him on.
And, yeah, the John Delaney one.
Timely then, timely now.
Timely, hey. John, some things just don't change.
Exactly. So that's Roy meets Roy, and I'd love to know what's going on in his mind.
In Roy's mind.
Yeah, at the very start of it there. So well, you don't know whether he was kind of going...
Yeah. One thing about him we learned over the years, he's showbiz. He's pure showbiz, Roy Keane. He knows the camera's there and he knows people want to be entertained and he does turn it on.
Yeah, that's true.
That's what surprised us about him.
Yeah. We've got people listening all over the world, Mario. Mm-hmm. Listening from Chicago, loving the show. Have to get to work now. Looking forward to listening to the rest of the show on the drive home later. Great stuff, lads, says Mick. So let's say welcome back, Mick, for the second half. Hey, Mick. You're keeping us entertained on our drive from Clonmel to Dublin. Congratulations on 20 years. Claire, Kevin, Ella and Katie Fitzsimons. And thank you so much for the show today. I love hearing all these back. It's my birthday today and this is the best present I can ask for, says Bronwyn. Happy birthday,
Bronwyn. Happy birthday, Bronwyn.
Chris Malinchak, and that is so good to me. Remember, if you're going to be sending us any tweets or using social media anywhere, use hashtag GiftGrub20, which is trending very nicely at the moment, actually. Bit of fun watching that one. 16 minutes past 3 is the time on Today FM, the home of GiftGrub and the home of hashtag GiftGrub20. So, Jose Mourinho. Now, I know you were invited over by Jose to Chelsea, to Stamford Bridge. You met him. He had his tracksuit with spaghetti bolognese all over it.
Yeah, and cold sores on his lips and pseudo-cream.
God love him, the poor man.
He was working his nuts off.
Yeah. But you had a kind of a minor hit in the UK charts with this.
Yeah, it went
when I say minor.
Yeah,
I'm
it went
not,
to top 40 or top 40 or something with this song. But that's not really important. What's important was that we... What did you say?
Our top 75 somewhere
there. Yeah, but like, what's important was that we found this character.
Yeah, exactly.
I remember the day we found him. You said, we were talking about this magnetic manager and we were up in the office in Abbey Street and you said, do you think you'd be able to do him? And I just went, I think I'm already doing him. And you went, oh my God, you've got the pitch of his voice.
Here he is.
And stand there grinning. Whoa, whoa. We can't stop winning. Whoa, whoa. You'll be grinning too.
Your referee, that was definitely not a foul.
With Grub 20 on Today FM, the gift that keeps on giving.
Thank you very much. 3:22 is the time. I love the show, Ian and Mario. I'm supposed to be going into Blanche to do the shopping, but I'm still sitting in the car listening to you, says Tracy. I love that. And the other thing that we've mentioned, and where people text in and they talk about, I'm sitting in the car and I'm laughing at this, and I'm looking at the guy beside me and he's laughing as well, and everybody's laughing at it. That's great.
And that is
great,
one of the best. Yeah. And that is not fake.
No,
you know, we live in a world of fake news, and I love those texts which go, I'm laughing, and I look to the person next to me and they're laughing. Yeah. People are rude in cars.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, normally.
So you feel like you're bringing peace to the world. Yeah.
The other one is, though, the unintentional from our listeners, but they're kind of inverted compliments where they say, they enjoy it and they say, that's the best one in a long time. And basically what we received that as is, so in other words,
they've
the
been
last
forever, been crap, for ages. Or the guy last week who said, that's the best one in a long, 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 long time.
look.
I've sent a tweet out.
Yes.
I've sent a tweet out of the top 20.
I hope you used the hashtag GiftGrub20.
I did, and
you?
I sent the tweet out of the top 20 in my writing. Doesn't worry, nobody will be able to read it.
Number 7 is... be Jesus.
Okay.
The Tinker. Here we go. This
is Michael Flatley, it is great, great to have you back.
A soft day, thank God. Faith in Begara, I am. And 'tis prouder than any son of Finn McCool I am to be back in the Owl Sod. In Bejapers, the Cade Mila Falcha, the people of Ireland have given me again on every highway and byway and boreen that I've travelled on, and me just a humble owl gobshite. Sláinte go brath.
Well, you must be very excited to be playing again in Ireland in the O2.
Well, me great-grandfather, the Tinker Flatley, once told me that there's no use in boiling your cabbage twice, me bucko. But be the same token, sissy, soft day of Icklean, there's no need to fear the wind if your haystacks are tied down.
Oh, there you go, that's Leave Right Now. That is a number 5 in our countdown. And we're getting to one now. You mentioned it earlier on, actually, Mario, the idea of me being involved and things going wrong. What was the situation here? We had the late George Byrne in the studio with us, right?
Oh, yeah.
With this one.
Okay.
So, you know,
this
made
it to number 4.
He was there. He was going to be talking about punk rock or something later on in the show.
Okay, so let's put this into context. Yeah, yeah. This isn't a sketch.
No.
This is a Friday morning thing.
Yeah.
This is us going, happy weekend.
Yeah, exactly.
This is me coming in. I'd had 4 pints the night before.
Yeah.
I was chewing some gum.
Yeah.
I was like on my way out to get my eggs.
Yeah.
He said, will you come in here and just talk to Bertie and talk about the Top of the Pops?
Yeah.
I said, yeah. You had this terrible condition called pharyngitis.
Pharyngitis, PH.
Which is like laryngitis,
yeah,
except it's dry air conditioners or something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And George Byrne, God rest him, RIP, was in studio having talked to you about music. Martin McGuire was there as well.
Martin McGuire was producing the Ray Darcy show. I think he was coming in to collect a kind of a running order of promos or something.
Yeah.
And then this thing happened, because it was really impromptu.
This thing happened, and I took down the name of a band which I thought would go well with Bertie, and I didn't know you'd react.
And the band do exist.
And the band do exist.
And I was aware of them, and that's what
and that's I had. But my favourite bit in this is Kim Wilde and all this. But anyway.
So what are your memories there, Bertie?
Well, Ian, I'm no different to
George.
To anybody else who grew up with Top of the Pops. It was certainly a part of my week. And I, for one, will certainly mourn its passing, but will treasure the memories of some amazing performances. As I think George will.
Favorite performance?
Well, I think it would be you know, immaterial to single out any particular performance. I don't think that would be fair to the other 10,000-12,000 performances that I enjoyed.
Well, I mean,
the last 40 years. No,
name one of them for us. One of them. Just one performance. That's
well,
all.
A number of acts stand out in my mind, in no particular order. There were so many over the years. All of them were outstanding in their own field.
Well, could you just one standout? Name one band.
Well, Kim Wilde, Ian. The kids in America. Left an enormous Kim Wilde left an enormous impression on me, and I think it was very unfortunate that she moved into gardening.
What about Blondie?
Kate Bush, yeah, she was great as well. Bandzine. Well, every band had their own strengths. I loved the different combos. The
trios.
Listen, can you get it together there, Bertie,
yeah,
please?
Yeah, thanks. Sorry, it's the chewing gum. Martin Cullen gave me a bit of chewing gum earlier on. I think there's magic mushrooms in it.
Okay, just one band. What, give us a band. Like, are you the Bee Gees? What about the Bee Gees?
No. Well, I remember the being very good.
What? What are you talking about?
Dede. Do you know Dede?
No, I think Dede. I know what you're talking about. Dede.
I really hope everybody out there is enjoying that as much as we are.
Oh, Jesus.
That's classic stuff, isn't it? Oh.
Watching Johnny Sexton, tearing them a new one. Take them down by Furlong, Furlong, Furlong. We've got Johnny Sexton, tearing them a new one. Take them down by Furlong.
Brilliant.
Prophetic.
Yes, indeed. Yeah, and indeed, because that went out just before, and we were kind of saying
we'd never beaten the All Blacks at home, and this went out before.
And good luck to Leinster now this afternoon. Yeah. It'll be great in a few hours. Congratulations, Ian and Mario. Congratulations on 20 years of gift. When I was in Australia, 2000, and my friend Marie sent me the first gift CD. I will never forget us all listening to the CD on Christmas Day in absolute stitches, laughing. Great memories, Amory. Isn't that lovely? Isn't it?
Ronan Healy tweets me, and he says, "Ask Ian to do the Roy Keane laugh."
Ha ha ha. Right, shit, is it?
No, just said do it. That's what I want.
Yeah. Eno and Mario did Darkness Into Light last night, and it was jammers. Can't tell you how many people were talking about how much they were looking forward to the show today. Like-minded people walking together. Keep the nation smiling. Yes, legends, says Sue, who's listening in chapel.
Another one in here. Guys, how did you come up with the name Gift Grub? It was just putting together two things. I remember it was in the office.
Yeah.
We talked about Bertie. This word gift I'd been using. I'd been using this word gift as an old.
Yeah, I think we kind of were talking about the idea of trying to bring in a word that had been old and bring it back into parlance.
And another one was spanner. So spanner, Bertie started doing it. I used to use it with my friends when I was younger. Yeah. And then grub was food. Yeah. So gift grub. It was just a word connection.
And nothing really.
No.
Just for historical reasons, okay, so this is like the encyclopedia. And by the way, I believe we're trending at number one in Ireland at the moment. #GiftGrub20
#GiftGrub20
So this was the very first one, just to have a listen to it for historical reasons. What?
Fact time. Welcome to the first installment of Gift Grub with your host, yours truly. Now, I've been looking at a lot of these so-called cookery shows, showing you how to cook this thing and that thing. And
voice is different.
Slightly different there, all right.
Seems a bit fanciful
to
me.
He's a bit in earnest, is he?
Yeah.
So this morning, I'm just going to show you how to cook an honest-to-goodness, ordinary Irish fry-up.
That's all he's doing.
That's basically all he was doing,
We just cooked a fry, and the next day it was fish.
Yeah.
And about 4 days later, we've run out of stuff to cook.
And then Bruce Springsteen came in and did burritos.
And
burritos,
then Van Morrison came in and Paul McLoone played him.
Before the number one, we've got some messages from people outside. You know, the people that you do, basically. Like, you know, your Miriam McCallans and all this. So let's do it.
In fact, boom, boom. I don't know.
Can I just say?
No, hold on, it's on me screen.
How you doing?
How are you, buddy?
Mario, 20 years of growing, I still think you can't get my voice right.
Congratulations on 20 years of magnificent impressions of everyone else but me.
Well done, you're a horse and cart of a man. Skelp you, whore you.
There's just one I find a little bit boring. You know your woman, Miriam? Genuinely?
That's great.
Mario. Life is a roller coaster. Fair play.
One has to be a bit flattered when Mario Rosenstock decides to feature you on Gift Club.
Mario, Rog here. Unbelievably excited.
He's doing an impression.
You have us all on the edge of our seat.
He's doing an impression of me, didn't he?
With your brilliant sketches. Well done, Mario.
Good luck with that.
And that song was number one when you were born, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah, it was.
Wonder of you.
Oh, Jesus.
So, number one then, what was it?
Will I say it?
Yeah, go on.
The number one ever was voted by people. It was 2004, and I remember you had said a couple of weeks earlier, jeepers, that song would make a great parody. And
did I
went, you did.
Really?
You said that would be a model for a parody, and I went, and you know what, Ian? He sounds very, very like David Beckham.
How did you feel, Bex, the moment you knew you missed it, Bex?
I'm just standing there. I can't say a word. 'Cause everything's just gone.
I've got nothing. Absolutely nothing. One single moment, your whole life could turn around. In the distance, I see Wayne Rooney fall into the ground. Looks like he's gonna give it, then looks like he's not. But finally, the referee is pointed to the spot. It all comes down to this then, it's like everybody says, as I stare into the eyes of Fabien Barthez. Will I go left? Will I go right? Haven't decided yet. Sod it, I'll just stick the thing in the back of the bloody net. I let fly with my right boot, my whole world begins to freeze. I'm begging the silver ball, please go in, please. I see a Union Jack in the air as somebody waves it, but my whole world is in despair, cause Barthez saves it.
Dry your eyes, man. I know it's hard to take, but obviously, as I said before, like, there's plenty more games in Group B. Dry your eyes, man. You'll have a chance to prove yourself against the Swiss on Thursday. Or at the end of the day, like, it's all...